AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Everpure's 9.1% week rebuilds a trend cushion, but the recovery still lacks relative strength confirmation. P closed at $79.33, 12.6% above its weekly trend line, yet volume ran at only 0.8 times the 13-week average, and relative strength remained negative. Across the broader U.S. technology peer set, the stock ranked 61st of 713 names, placing it in the 91.6th percentile. Sector breadth is supportive overall, with 65.0% of technology names in active weekly trends, 68.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 52.0% showing positive relative strength. The industry read is more selective. In U.S. computer hardware, Everpure ranked 8th of 34 names for both 1-week and 4-week performance, outpacing the industry's 1.8% weekly gain and 3.0% 4-week decline. But the industry's relative strength breadth is only 38.2%, even as market dynamics breadth is high at 76.5%. That split fits Everpure's own profile. Price and activity have improved, but relative performance evidence is not yet fully aligned. Volume and valuation leave the recovery partly unconfirmed. Participation did not match the size of the price move. Latest volume was 12.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 16.0 million. And the 52-week average of 16.3 million. The 0.8 times volume ratio tempers the 9.1% weekly gain, especially because heavier recent volume has appeared on both sides of the tape, including 31.0 million shares during the late May 8.8% decline and 18.4 million during the early June 9.2% fall. The valuation and range data also argue for discipline. Everpure trades 37.2% above ShareMaestro fair value of $57.82, showing premium demand versus the model. But the stock is only at 54.9% of its 52-week range and remains 21.1% below the $100.60 high. The risk profile is not extreme, with 13-week volatility at 6.6% versus a 52-week base of 7.8%. But average losing weeks of negative 5.9% have been larger than average gaining weeks of 5.3%. What to watch next? The key weekly reference is the trend line, now at $70.45. Holding above that level would keep the recovery structure intact, while a failure back toward it would test whether the 5-week active streak has been driven by durable demand or only by a sharp rebound from June weakness. The next confirmation test is participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would mark a clearer change in sponsorship, while continued sub-average volume would leave the move more vulnerable to fading pressure. Activity pressure also needs to stabilize after its 4-week decline, and relative strength needs to move out of negative territory before the recovery can be described as fully confirmed. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.